This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We publicly mourned the death of inflation last week, motivated by a report saying the consumer price index had risen exactly 0.0% the past 2 months. It was an obituary quite a few steps too soon, to judge by your letters. Dennis Sadum in Walla Walla, Washington, was one of many who got in touch.
Anybody who thinks inflation is dead is living in a dream world and are certainly not living on a fixed income as I am, because believe me, inflation is alive and very well.
All right, so how is it that inflation is officially zero when so many people feel their paychecks don't go as far as they used to? Marketplace's David Weinberg put that question to some people who ought to know.
I called up Mark Toma, a professor of economics at the University of Oregon, and I told him about all the comments we got from people who said that for them, inflation is real. His response?
They're probably right.
Toma says that some people's individual inflation rate is not zero. That 0% rate that was released last week, that's an average based on the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. The CPI is made up of thousands of different goods and services. But not everyone buys the same goods and services. For example, take Dennis Sadum, whose comment you heard earlier. He's retired. He was born in 1944. So he probably spends a larger percentage of his income on healthcare than the average person.
Healthcare is very expensive. It's rising way faster than the regular rate of inflation.
So elderly people are going to have a personal rate of inflation that is higher than the average. And even if you aren't buying a lot of healthcare, take, for instance, a gallon of milk, which is one of the thousands of items in the CPI. That gallon of milk may not cost the same in Wisconsin as it does in Walla Walla. And for people who buy a lot of milk where it's expensive,
they have a personal inflation rate, you know, that would be not only those goods, but the local prices that they pay based on their suppliers.
Peter Kleinow teaches economics at Stanford. He says just because inflation is at zero doesn't mean the price of everything has stayed the same. It just means that for the things that have gone up in price, there are other items in the CPI that have gone down to counterbalance the average. And that doesn't even take into account wages. On average, wages do increase over time. But for many people, especially low-skilled workers and people on fixed incomes, their inflation rate feels very real and very much alive. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.